Uganda's insurgency scars an entire generation of children. Christian radio listeners in Romania and Moldova keep radio on the air. And a mission agency takes ministry to a different level. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations is increasing its presence in Uganda to help over 2 million people displaced by the civil war. UN reports say it's a largely ignored humanitarian crisis. The tragedy, says World Vision's Amy Parati, is a whole generation of young adults know only war.
Rehabilitation, spiritual and psychological counseling and help are going to be absolutely vital, in addition to helping the displaced community and the unemployed community to find employment and to get themselves back on their feet so they don't feel like they have to resort to violence to make ends meet.
Parati says that their team is especially sensitive to the effect of the gospel in this region.
We have a wonderful opportunity, especially through our rehabilitation center, to share particularly forgiveness with these children. And so when they come into World Vision Center and they learn that they can be forgiven, that they can start fresh, that somebody else paid the consequence for that, they experience that forgiveness in a way that probably most of us in the United States can't even begin to understand.
Next, Gospel for Asia received government permission last month to work with the earthquake victims in Kashmir to provide aid and other assistance along the India-Pakistan border. The team of 15 national workers spent a week recently in a village where all 400 houses were destroyed. As these needy families were offered aid, many of them experienced Christ's love for the first time. Four families gladly received Urdu New Testaments. Pray that they won't return void. You're listening to Mission Network News. Financially, Little Samaritan Mission has had trouble making ends meet. Little Samaritan's Florine Pendig-Blodge says local believers helped keep their radio network on the air through a fundraiser known as Share-a-thon. He says people gave up heating their homes to give, and an orphanage gave even more than that.
The director called and she said, "We give you a small amount." But the children said, "Why so small?" The children decided, "We are not going to eat meat till the 1st of January and save the money to send to the mission." It's unbelievable.
Costs are covered through December. Pendig-Blodge says this will allow the gospel to be declared in more places.
Greece, Italy, Spain, Sweden, they have a chance 24 hours a day through satellite to hear the gospel in their home.
$60,000 is needed to start three more stations for which they already have licenses. We turn next to a successful strategy that's aimed at helping lift people out of poverty. World Hope works within the scope of local need to encourage economic independence. From food vending to bicycle repair shops, new trades are releasing families from poverty throughout the developing world. World Hope's Richard Schroeder.
World Hope recognizes part of the great commandment of Christ to help the hungry and those who are poor and desperate. And microfinance is proven to be the most effective way of serving at a grassroots level and providing support for the very poorest in the world.
Schroeder says they give the microcredit loans to anyone who qualifies, but there is a partnership with a local church body.
The microfinance institutions itself will become profitable. And then from that, we can give to local church bodies or to conferences of churches. We seek to be identified as a Christian institution.
And under harsh criticism, the Federal Emergency Management Agency in the U.S. will continue paying for hurricane evacuees to stay in hotels until after the holiday season. Meanwhile, cleanup continues across the Gulf Coast. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism has been in contact with about 10 affected churches, sending short-term work teams and helping the churches reach out to their communities. Pray for the ongoing needs and the thousands in hotels who have nothing to return to. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. There we offer additional resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.